Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he raised from the dead. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What Jesus said to those Jews then is exactly what he says to you Christians now. If Jesus, the truth himself, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. More than anything else, this Reformation is about the freedom of the gospel, about the unenslaved, unhindered proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. To say the Son makes you free is precisely to say that Jesus offers you a new righteousness, which is the truth. The righteousness of his death for our sins, the righteousness of his resurrection, which becomes our new life. That's the Reformation. But they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants," that's the word seed, "and have never been in bondage or slavery to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" What those Jews responded then, "We have never been enslaved by anyone," is very much like what we say now. I'm not a slave to anything. Not to my smartphone or my credit card. Not to my own sense of security in being above those things. I'm not a slave to bad habits either. Nor do I give myself over to my own sense of good works, and I don't give myself over to wrathful passion or lustful desires or comfortable laziness. Oh no, I'm not a slave. Needless to say, Jesus rightly corrects them and us by saying, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin, is a slave of sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You are not righteous because you have Abraham, Moses, Peter, Paul as your father, nor because you managed to live so far a comfortable and happy life, not because you've lived a comfortable life makes you righteous, nor because you lived a profitable or successful one. A little persecution from pagan gods, like today's woke media, or perhaps a dying stock market, a little persecution from these things can make that clear. Who or what is your refuge and your strength? How do you know the truth when these idols want to make you a slave?" Perhaps you're realizing that, or beginning realizing that, you already are a slave. Are you letting yourself be enslaved by something? Maybe a grudge? Maybe an addiction? Maybe you're enslaved against your will. The Israelites suffered in the pain and humiliation of slavery. And this bondage in a foreign land served as judgment for them. To the slavery of the people of Egypt, to a people of pagan gods. Israel had fallen short of the glory of God. And so when they were freed in the Exodus, they knew and they understood even more greatly the salvation and life brought to them by the angel of the Lord in the Exodus. The Exodus was the single most salvific act in the Old Testament, and it prefigures greatly our Lord's life, death, and resurrection. with the blood on the horizontal wooden beams, with the safe passage to new life through waters, through deathly waters, with the manna from above, with the living water from the rock. Moses and the Exodus prefigure the same freeing restoration brought by Christ's life, death, and resurrection. A man named Martin Luther also found himself in a land enslaved by pagan gods. Gods like monetary indulgences and a corrupt pope who wouldn't preach the everlasting gospel. Luther had been tormented during his early life by these corrupt teachings, and he only saw God as angry, as an angry judge who punished sinners. Luther and the church were terrified in conscience because they knew that they were disobedient to God's law. They were enslaved to their sin. Their consciences were burdened. Yet Martin Luther, too, heard the words of Jesus. And like the Israelites and apostles before him, Luther, too, rejoiced in the safe passage and freeing restoration of Christ's words. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except if Jesus makes him free. As you know, Luther was a grammatical scholar, an exegete. And so he liked thinking about Greek things and Latin things. The Greek word for make free or to set free in the phrase "the truth shall make you free," that Greek word is eleutherao, eleutherao. It's no wonder that upon hearing the freedom of the gospel, Luther was moved to change his name from Luther to Luther. Germans can't say th, at least not typically. It is a mark of the grammatical righteousness of God. Although Luther's name sticks with us to this day, we are not righteous because we have Luther as our father, nor because we are comfortable with our beer, brats, and loud, boisterous hymns. No, we are righteous because we know the truth. We have been taught it since our youth by our parents. We have been given it by our pastors. We join the long chain of saints who are made freely righteous by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This chain of saints, Adam, Abraham, Moses, Peter, Paul, Luther. While the corrupt pope of Luther's day refused to preach the everlasting gospel or teach the truth, we have been continuously blessed by years of faithful preachers here at Peace Lutheran Church. Pastors Moses, Paul, Luther, Pastors Jordan, Summerfield, Potrots, Gaynor, Miko, Bender, and Gelbach, 60 years made free here at Peace, but 500 years made free since Luther, but 2,000 years made free since the life, death, and resurrection, since grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And you are not made free so that grace may abound, so that you can continue on sinning, so that you might abide in your grudge, or so that you might continue in your addiction, or whatever else it is. No. It's not that you would return to slavery. We are made free to rejoice, with exultation springing, to proclaim the wonders God has done, the wonders he did in the Exodus, in Christ's passion, and the wonders that he continues to do right here in this sanctuary every Sunday. It is the forgiveness of sins, the removal of your guilt that wears you down. He will be your guide, even unto death. This righteousness of God incarnate, the Father's Son, made Luther free. He made the Israelites free, and the Son makes you free indeed. You were enslaved to death, but like Luther, you heard the truth. You are abiding in the truth right now, and every time you return to the Lord's house where the Son abides, and you see and receive that blood on stained wooden cross beams, you are set free in the waters of baptism, and you continue on in Christ's word through hearing the safe, steadfast refuge of the everlasting gospel. He is a mighty refuge and fortress indeed. For his towers free your guilty conscience, and his bulwarks remove your sin and prevent you from the enslavement that would hold you down. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.